Welcome to the Realist Uncensored, where we're bringing you real fucking issues with real fucking opinions. I'm Checkers, and over there, as always, is MJ.
What's going on, everybody? Listen on your favorite podcast directory, YouTube, and Rumble.
Yep, so we got a bunch to get into. A few of these articles being talked about on our social media right now. If you haven't checked it out, you're missing out because people are leaving comments on how stupid we are or how much they agree with us. So you should probably get in the mix on that. You can check us out on TikTok, X, Truth, and Rumble in YouTube. Got a lot of new shorts up on YouTube. A lot of new videos coming out for YouTube and TikTok. So you guys should go check that stuff out. Other than that, we're going to jump right into it because we got limited time today. We got a bunch of stuff to do.
Exactly. So my first one's from Fox News, and this was, like you just said, on our social media. FBI arrests Idaho 18-year-old for violent plot to attack churches on behalf of ISIS, the Justice Department says. The FBI has arrested an 18-year-old in Idaho after uncovering his truly horrific and violent plot to attack churches in Coeur d'Alene this past weekend on behalf of ISIS, the Justice Department says. Alexander Mercurio is now facing a federal charge of attempting to provide material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization after the FBI says he devised a plan to incapacitate his father, restrain him using handcuffs, and steal his firearms to use for maximum casualties in an attack he had been planning to carry out in the northern Idaho resort city on Sunday, April 7th. The defendant allegedly pledged his loyalty to ISIS and sought to attack people attending churches in Idaho, a truly horrific plan which was detected and thwarted by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, FBI Director Christopher Wray said in a statement. And like I said on the short or the TikTok, like, you have this kid's 18 years old. It just shows how easily they are swayed and persuaded to do stupid shit. Like, he probably thought it was cool that he's, you know, going to be part of ISIS and going to carry out all these attacks and all that shit.
I don't think he thought he was cool. I think he's a piece of shit that thinks America is the enemy. Because that's a lot of what that generation believes.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking stupid. But that's going to do it for that article. But it's good on the FBI for actually doing something about it. But in the same sense, I feel like they should be doing more.
All right. I got two that kind of coincide with one another. Right now in this country, you know, there's so much bullshit going on in our own country. We don't even really look out to see what's going on in the world right now. And with what's going on in the world right now, that's what we should be focusing our attention on. But we got so much crap going on in this country. All this is going by the wayside. This one's from Newsmax. Kremlin in Russia. NATO is in direct confrontation now. Russia and NATO are now in direct confrontation, the Kremlin said, as the U.S.-led alliance marked its 75th anniversary on Thursday. NATO's waves of Eastern enlargement are a fixation of President Vladimir Putin, who went to war with Ukraine 2 years ago with the stated aim of preventing the alliance from coming closer to Russia's border. Instead, the war has galvanized NATO, which is expanded again with the entry of Finland and Sweden now. A Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters, in fact, relations have now slipped to the level of direct confrontation. NATO was already involved in a conflict surrounding Ukraine and the countries to move towards our borders and expand its military infrastructure towards our borders, he said. Putin has repeatedly said that Russia has cheated by the West in the aftermath of the Cold War as Moscow's Warsaw Pact alliance was disbanded, but NATO moved eastwards by taking in former pact members and the three Baltic states that had been part of the Soviet Union. The West rejects the version, saying NATO is a defensive alliance, and joining it was a democratic choice by countries that had shaken off decades of communist rule. NATO says it is helping Ukraine fight for its survival in the face of Russian aggression and has provided Kiev with advanced weapons, training, and intelligence. Russia says that makes NATO de facto party to the conflict. Putin said in February that the direct conflict between Russia and NATO would mean the planet was one step closer to World War III. Well, I disagree with you, Putin. I think we already are in World War III because we have your conflict going on. We have conflicts in the Middle East going on. We got the stupid president in France threatening Russia. Then we got stuff going on in the Pacific, and this is the next one that kind of goes along with it. This one is from Newsmax as well. U.S. Army to hold combat training in Philippines as tensions rise. Okay, so now the Philippines are getting trained by the U.S. military. Japan is getting trained by the U.S. military. Taiwan is getting trained by the U.S. military. Like, that's the beginning stages of a war. The U.S. Army is introducing a joint battlefield training in the Philippines to improve combat readiness, including by ensuring adequate supply of ammunition and other needs in difficult conditions in tropical jungles and on scattered islands, a U.S. general said. The Biden administration has been strengthening an arc of military alliances in the Indo-Pacific to better counter China, including in any future confrontation over Taiwan. The U.S. moves with Philippine efforts to shore up the territorial defenses amid disputes with China and the South China Sea and the ability to respond to frequent natural disasters. About 2,000 U.S. and Philippine Army forces will join the days-long combat drills backed by helicopters and artillery firing against armed adversaries in the jungle setting in the northern Philippines in June. Major General Marcus Evans, commanding general of the U.S. Army's 25th Infantry Division, said Sunday, the combat training will be held in the Philippines for the first time at their request. It's not clear whether the longtime treaty allies would decide to turn the maneuvers into an annual exercise, Evans said. The drills come from June 1st to the 10th, and we'll come to a conclusion. That's when they'll conclude, is on the 10th, for larger back-to-back exercises between allied forces. And army-to-army exercises, which opened Monday and which will start later in April to involve about 16,000 U.S. and Philippine forces. Several countries, including Japan, will send observers. So the article goes on if you want to check it out. I'm not going to go all the way through it, but you get the idea. The U.S. is now training another military ally to, you know, fight the counter, be a counter-offense if China wants to try something. Well, we got all these problems over in our country, and our military is doing absolutely nothing about it, the southern border.
That's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. And it's the northern border too. Like you keep pointing out, and yet you're really the only one that says anything about the northern border. Everybody talks about the southern border, but
yeah, I mean, all your terrorists are coming through your northern border along New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, and some parts of Maine.
Yeah.
So
they're going to find the easiest point of entry in. And to be honest, there's all that distraction with the southern border. So why would you go that way? Just fly up into Canada or however you get to Canada and just come down through.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the country's so distracted about the little stupid things that are going on in this country. And we do have some big things going on in this country. And we're so worried about that, we don't even understand what's going on in the world right now.
That was pretty sad.
Our country, the world, everything's a ticking time bomb.
It is. And a distraction, too, I believe. So my next one's from Fox News. Seattle Dance Squad says they were told American flag shirts made audience members feel triggered and unsafe. The complaint cited the Israel-Hamas war and transgender issues for their feelings toward the American flag costumes. Right there, I'm done with this fucking article. Right fucking there. You don't like the, and it's, I'll get into it. Members of a regional women's country line dance team. So country line dancing. If you don't know what that is, it's country music's dance, basically. The dance team were reportedly kicked out of a Seattle dance convention after organizers claimed that American flag theme shirts made some attendees feel triggered and unsafe. Over the weekend at the Emerald City Hoedown in Seattle, the borderline dance team was set to perform, but were essentially told they weren't welcome by organizer Rain Country Dance Association and LGBTQ plus dance community over their matching American flag themed shirts. All right, so that's fucking bullshit right there. First of all, if you don't like the fucking American flag, there's plenty of other fucking countries out there. Have fun. See you fucking later. One. Two, this is an LGBTQ plus dance community, so you can't have the American flag, but in the regular dance competitions or whatever they want, the LGBTQ wants to get into, they force down the throats of everybody the gay pride flag or the trans rights, or saying, well, I'm a man, but I feel like a woman, so I'm gonna be fucking a beauty model, whatever. And that's okay and accepted. They don't get kicked out. Like, that's fucked up. Unfortunately, what our team was met with upon arrival was that our flag tops were offensive to some of the convention goers. The dance group posted on Facebook. There was a small group that felt triggered and unsafe. Co-captain Lindsay Stamp spoke with Rance for the Jason Rance show, explaining that their costumes sparked a small percentage of complaints who brought up Israel's war against Hamas and transgender issues. It doesn't have any fucking, it has no bearing on that. At first, we were told we would just be booed, yelled at, and like many of them would walk out, the group's Facebook post explained. This did not deter us. Fucking good for you. But then we were given an ultimatum. Remove the flag tops. Oh, shit. So they're supposed to just fucking do it fucking topless now? That would be accepted. If they all identified as men and they wanted to do a topless, they'd be like, fucking go for it. Which most didn't bring, remove the flag tops and perform in either street clothes, which most didn't bring as they traveled in their uniforms, or they would supply us with ECH shirts from years past, or don't perform at all, which effectively was asking us to leave. We don't speak for our team. We speak on behalf of them. So the choice was theirs, the post said. As we knew it would happen, because there really was no choice in our minds, it was a unanimous no. And that's good. Fucking holding the line. Yeah, you got kicked out, forced out, whatever, but you're not giving in to that woke bullshit that's going on over there. And that's the fucking one of the issues that's wrong with the country. That's the American flag. That's the flag of this country. If you don't fucking support it, if you don't like it, get out. That's going to do it for that article.
My next one's from the Daily Mail. This one is being talked about on our social media accounts, YouTube, TikTok. It's been posted to X and Truth. So if you hear this and you listen to the show and you have any of those, get on over to our social media. You know, let us know your opinion on what's going on, because I brought up this article, and if we do have some listeners that carry over from any of the social media, yes, this is the time I'm going to bring up this article, and I will get into the article I promised to get into in that little clip. So this one's from the Daily Mail, exclusive to the Daily Mail. What can and can't eat amid America's bird flu outbreak, according to the ex-FDA food chief? He's claiming avoid steakhouses, salad dressings, and even some of your favorite desserts. So the food safety expert shared the foods he would avoid amid the bird flu fears. So that would include Caesar dressings, because I guess there's raw eggs in that, runny yolks, and rare steaks. Besides the salad dressing, most of us know you got to cook your food pretty well nowadays with everything going on. If you choose to have your steak rare, you want to eat runny eggs, you know, that's the risk you take. Or you can, you know, get your own cow, raise it and butcher it, and then you know what the hell is going on with the meat, and you know what's going on with your chickens and the eggs they're producing. So that article is basically talking about, you know, the proper temperatures you need to be cooking your food at. But the thing that's interesting and why I brought this article up is there's a lot of articles and information out there and swirling around and being put out there about the bird flu. And in my opinion, I think they're starting something. We're about 7 months out from the election. They want to get some information out there about their next pandemic. And then what's going to happen? People are going to contract it. They're going to put it all over the news. They're going to make everybody fearful of the bird flu, which we've already heard about many a times. It's not a new thing. And then they're going to put everybody into lockdowns or, you know, the same bullshit. And then we're not going to be allowed to vote and all this. But for the people that have seen our video, this article is one that ties in with it. It's from the People's Voice. WEF orders governments to declare martial law due to imminent bird flu pandemic about to sweep the globe. Really? The World Economic Forum has ordered world governments to make necessary preparations to declare martial law due to an imminent bird flu pandemic, which they say is 100 times worse than COVID-19 and more fatal. And actually, if you go to the Daily Mail, you can find an article that they did claiming the same thing about the bird flu. So according to WEF scientists, the coming bird flu pandemic will kill at least 50% of those infected. We had not seen the avian flu in cattle prior to last week. That is new. CDC Director Mandy Cohen warned the Washington Post this week. It is a reservoir for the virus to circulate and potentially change. The Daily Mail spoke to Big Pharma insider John Fulton about the outbreak, with Fulton telling the outlet, "This appears to be 100 times worse than COVID, or it could be, if it mutates and maintains its high case of fatality rate. In a scenario strikingly similar to the origins of COVID-19 pandemic, the U.S. and Chinese governments were working together on the avian flu gain of function research, which makes viruses more infectious for humans." GOP Rep. Thomas Massie of Kentucky shared a screenshot on February 2024 Daily Mail article with the headline revealed U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly as part of $1 million project, despite fears similar tests unleash COVID. So right there, another article brought up about, you know, the bird flu and how United States and Chinese governments and scientists are working to make this virus more infectious, just like they did with COVID. I mean, you don't have to believe me on that, but whatever. It's my opinion. Where have we seen this before? U.S. collaborates with China to make bird flu more contagious and transmissible to mammals. Bird flu now discovered in U.S. dairy cattle transmitted to at least one human being. Knock it off already, Massie wrote. The article also made multiple connections between U.S. and China bird flu research and infamous Wuhan lab where COVID-19 originated. The main collaborators on the project are USDA, Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the University of Edinburgh's Rosslyn Institute, a Wuhan lab partner, Daily Mail wrote. Additionally, one of the researchers collaborating in the project is Wenju Li. Well, Wenju Lu? I don't know. Who is affiliated with the WIV, which is believed to have sparked the COVID pandemic, and a member of the board of a scientific journal working with Xingli Shai, who is known as the Bat Lady or HERX for extensive work on bat coronavirus. Secretive U.S. bird flu research was also being done at an infamous American-run Ukraine biolab, according to Russian governments, as InfoWars reported in May 2023.
Wait a minute.
That's one of the reasons Putin went after Ukraine.
Yeah, oh, there's a Ukraine lab over there. That's interesting.
Yeah, we did articles on it in the past.
Yeah.
The Russian Ministry of Defense also claimed the Ukrainians tried to destroy the biolab in an effort to cover up U.S. avian flu research. According to the employees who remained in the reserve, the Ukrainian side offered them a large cash reward for removing or destroying the research results, the ministry stated. The World Health Organization, known as WHO, warned of a potential bird flu outbreak back in February 2023, and the U.S. started working on producing vaccines for both birds and humans. It's extremely bizarre. The potential outbreak is taking place during the election year. Just said that in the beginning, just like COVID, and that its establishment has already been steering people away from consuming cow meat, milk, as well as chicken meat and eggs. You know, so that's something to think about. And now I'm going to bring it over to this next one, because this is for all you Virginia listeners, because we do see you downloading the show. So, you know, I'm going the extra mile to find articles specifically tailored to your area. But this one is from 10 on your side, WAVY.com. If you're from Virginia, you know the outlet. I don't know too much about it. This might be a shitty outlet to get stuff from. I don't know, but I thought this was an interesting article. It goes along with what we're talking about here. Avian flu could be the reason you're seeing more dead birds in Hampton Roads. That's interesting. I'd assume Hampton Roads are near the beaches, because they have a photo of the beach. And, you know, they probably see a lot of tourists down there. So, recently, birds have reportedly been getting sick and dying at increasing rates in the eastern part of Virginia, including Hampton Roads, according to the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, or DWR. This phenomenon is likely being caused by H5N1. We've heard this one before. It's
H1N1, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, so, but this one's mutated four fucking times. So.
Nice.
H5N1, highly pathogenic avian influenza. According to testing, birds from Hampton Roads, North Neck, and Middle Peninsula have been found infected. Hampton Roads has seen a higher amount of dead birds than normal. 10 on your sides. 10 on your sides, Amy Avery reported back in mid-March that birds were washing ashore in Ocean View. The birds are important to the ecosystem and have been decreasing every year, said Tidewater Rehabilitation and Environmental Education President Lisa Barlow. Different species of shorebirds and water birds have been reported, but, certain breeds of birds appear to be most affected by this, according to the DWR. These findings line up with what was reported locally a couple weeks ago. Barlow suspected back then that the highly pathogenic avian influenza could be the cause for the deaths. All Virginia poultry owners should maintain the highest level of biosecurity as wild bird migrations along the Atlantic Flyway and recent HPAI detections in waterfall confirmed that HPAI remains present in our environment, says a doctor of the program and program manager of VDCAS Veterinarian Services. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, considers the transmission risk of the avian influenza from wild birds, backyard birds, and commercial poultry to people to be very low at this time. However, people are still advised to use caution and use proper precaution like gloves, masks, and eye protection when handling or disposing of dead birds. So that's what's going on in your home state of Virginia, if you listen from that state.
It's just another lockdown situation that's going to happen, like you said.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's even going to, it's going to be, they're going to make it worse than COVID, because COVID was bad as it was. Not it COVID itself, but the people's reaction and the way that the media put it out there. But
well, it's funny. The WEF is basically demanding that governments put every one of their citizens into martial law, because if they put them into martial law, then they can't dictate basically, you know, 2 weeks. Okay. Well, no, we need to extend it out a few more weeks. Martial law is martial law till they decide.
Yeah, exactly. That sucks. Right. It better not fucking happen.
That's what's going on in this world. And then, you know, there's a couple more articles I'd like to get to. So,
all right. So I'm bringing in my next one from Fox News. State Department mandates support for DEI ideology as prerequisite for promotions. You are judged. So right from the headline, it doesn't matter how good you are at your job, what your qualifications are. Just if you align with this DEI ideology, then yeah, you'll get a promotion. Sounds pretty fucked up. The State Department implemented a policy to condition eligibility for promotions on an employee's ability to pass a loyalty test in diversity, equity, and inclusion in order to be considered for promotions and higher pay for following President Biden's executive order. Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, President Obama's former Malta ambassador, was appointed as Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in April 2021 for the State Department. She was in the position until June 2023. According to Abercrombie Winstanley, state created a policy under Biden that conditions promotions whether the employees are able to demonstrate through documentation that they are actively involved in DEI practices. We made the change that if you want to be considered for promotion at the Department of State, you must be able to document what you're doing to support diversity, equity, and inclusion and accessibility. This is how you are judged for promotion, she said at a city sub forum event in April 2023. So that means my allies who are not female or minority are also interested in being able to show I'm doing good work on this. That's just fucked up. Like it's right in front of everybody's face. They're telling you what the fuck is going on, and people are just fucking going about their lives. They're like, whatever. That's the government. Can't change it. Just got to deal with it. And then you'll have a whole lot to say when you're eating bugs and sticks in your fucking 10-minute city, and you can't go outside because it's not your allotted time. And you can't get these groceries because you've already maxed out your amount that you're allowed.
Or you said something and your bank account's locked out.
Yep.
You're locked out from it.
Yep.
But me and you can keep putting this information out there for people, and they're still going to fucking push by the wayside. And then when something does happen, oh, no, nobody told us about this.
Right.
And we're not bringing these articles to you to scare you or strike fear into you or be like, oh, this is what's going to definitely happen. We're just bringing it as, you know, hey, it's a conversation piece. It's something that should be talked about. It's something that all Americans should be aware of. It's something that, you know, you shouldn't be afraid to talk about because of someone else's opinion, you know?
Exactly.
It should be talked about. The more you talk about it, the more people are getting aware of it. It's harder it is going to be for these people to push in these mandates or lockdowns or pandemics or all this shit. And a lot of the articles me and MJ are finding, you don't see many people talking about online or in general. So
right. That's
why you need to share the show. Like it, get the algorithms or whatever the hell it is to notice that people are taking interest in this, so it gets out to other people.
Right. Exactly. That'll do it for that article, though.
Okay, my next one is from the People's Voice again. FBI warns of imminent terror attack due to influx of illegals.
Good job.
Wow, took you guys that long to figure this out. Too busy worrying about domestic terrorists. That is a small percentage of this country, which, trust me, we're going to get into that. But the FBI has issued chilling warning about imminent terror attack on U.S. soil that will arise due to the influx of illegals pouring through the southern border. So you need to be an FBI agent to figure that out, because I could have told you that fucking years ago.
Yeah.
They wait 3 years to figure this the fuck out?
Yep. We've been saying it. We've been saying it all along. And when it's not like we brought the news. We found the articles and we saw the shit and we disagree with it. And so we put our make our voices known and heard and put it out there.
So for all you morons that are like, oh, they're not illegals, you know. Oh, you can't be an illegal if you're a human being. They're newcomers. They're undocumented. Well, I don't know what to tell you. The FBI calls them illegals. According to an ABC News bulletin, U.S. intelligence officials are warning that radicals in the U.S. might respond to ISIS calls for similar attacks in the wake of last month's deadliest terrorist attack in the concert hall of Moscow, which we already did a little bit of an article about. Somebody coming to arms for ISIS in this country. ZeroHedge.com reports the bulletin said lone wolves might be compelled to attack public venues following the attack at the popular concert hall complex near Moscow last month. It warned that individuals who are not members of ISIS could also unleash attacks. Given the new warning and what has the national intelligence community up at night, is President Biden and Democrats' disastrous open southern borders that flooded the nation with millions of unvetted immigrants, some of whom are military-age men from countries that deeply hate America. Man, you would swear me and you wrote this article.
Right.
The hearing last month with Ray emphasized how the nation is more vulnerable than ever because open southern borders have allowed bad actors to inflate deep within the borders under the disguise of migrants. In late March, Senator Marco Rubio, the vice chair of Senate Intelligence Community, warned ABC's This Week, that human smuggling group with the reported ties to ISIS will most certainly use their network to move operatives into the United States. Just days ago, a U.S. counterterrorism official told the New York Post that ISIS-K terrorists are going bolder and its members could be preparing to flood the nation through the southern border. The source warned an attack on U.S. soil is definitely a possibility. Meanwhile, rogue Iranian assassin is already roaming the U.S., hunting for current and former government officials. And they have his wanted flyer up in the article. And remember last month when New York Governor Kathy Hochul mobilized 1,000 National Guard troops and state police officers, some of whom were armed with machine guns, to patrol New York City subway system. This kind of response by the government wasn't due to migrants, but likely terrorist threats. I don't agree with that. I think they're trying to enforce something because Kathy Hochul demanded that the National Guard get rid of their long-range weapons because, you know, in my opinion, she's so against the 2A community, she doesn't want the normal American citizen or New York citizen to see that, hey, we need long-range weapons to defend against migrants or what this article is saying, terrorist attacks. We just need a little sidearm.
Yeah, that's not going to work. They're not going to have a little sidearm.
Nope. So that one's going to wrap that up. You know, be on the lookout for terrorist attacks now in this country. See, that's why I brought up the shit about Russia and the shit with the Philippines, because you guys got to keep looking outward past what's going on in this country, because there's other stuff going on. It's not everybody's fucking sitting around and counting the unicorns going over the rainbow.
Well, sad thing is, I think most people are. And that's why shit's going the way it is. But bringing to my next one from Fox News, a Bronx judge who let migrant squatters go free with no bail released suspects who beat up cop. Nice. Real nice. The Bronx judge who set loose six suspected migrant squatters arrested on drugs and weapons charges last week previously released two men who beat up a police officer. They don't give. They're just like, whatever. Just go ahead. You're good. Go get your green card so you can vote. Bronx criminal judge, Bronx criminal court judge Eugene Bowen, a Democrat elected in 2022, released the six men against the wishes of prosecutors. One of the migrants, Hector De Sousa Velada, 24, of Venezuela, has been arrested in August on attempted murder charges before the case fell apart. Prosecutors who had asked to hold De Sousa Velada on $150,000 cash bail. But Bowen instead released him and five others without bail, and it's not the first time he provoked controversy by doing so. In November, Bowen was the subject of a scathing New York Post editorial that blasted his decision to set two men free who were caught on video beating up a cop. The officer had asked the men to put out their cigarettes at the Freeman Street subway station, according to the NYPD. Kareem McCleary, 23, and Isaiah Jessamy, 20, were arrested on assault charges for allegedly beating up Officer John Hernandez, the Post reported. Prosecutors requested the bail set at $10,000 or $30,000 bond, but Judge Bowen released them without bail, according to court records show. At the time, the decision provoked outrage from Patrick Hendry, the president of the Police Benevolent Association Union. This shows the absolute upside-down world we're living in, Hendry said in a statement. And we've talked about this before, that this is exactly what is wrong with the fucking justice system. These people, first of all, they're here illegally. Second of all, they committed crimes. And what needs to happen is the court system needs to hold the line. The prosecutors are trying. The police are trying, most of them. So, but it comes back to the judges. Like, there's no reason that judge should have let any of them go. They should have been held, and it's absolutely perfect. $150,000 bond. They're illegal immigrants. They don't have $150,000. Perfect. They're going to stay there in jail until they have their court case heard. So it's pretty sickening that this guy is allowed to be there, because to me, that's his job to uphold the law, and these people broke the law. These are the charges that you're supposed to have and the times that you're supposed to serve. So hold the line. You're not doing it. If you're just letting these people out, you're not doing your job. You need to be fired. That's it. It's cut and dry. It's easy. Just fucking get it done. But that'll do it for that article.
All right. My next one is from two paragraphs.
From two paragraphs?
Yeah. I think that's who it's from.
Nice.
MAGA congresswoman pushes death penalty for sex abusers.
Nice.
I don't see a problem with this.
Nope.
Rep Anna Pauline Luna is preparing to introduce two bills to increase the punishment of sex offenders and rapists. One would increase the federal minimum for rape to be 30 years, and the other, the No Repeat Child Offenders Act, would raise the federal minimum of sexual abusers of children to the death penalty or life in prison. Should be the death penalty. Luna's 1.5-page No Repeat Child Sex Offenders Act proposes to replace the language that an offender be imprisoned not more than 10 years with punished by death or imprisonment or life. She said, "I have the firm belief, which I think many of my colleagues also hold, that you can't rehabilitate a predator. I agree.
Absolutely.
Conservative political commentator Kimberly Kallick replied, Queen and Missouri Secretary of Senate candidate Valentin Gomez praised Luna by writing, "I fully support this. Those to commit crimes against children should get the maximum punishment. Protect children at all times." Gomez added, with signature of MAGA, "Anyone who opposes the bill is clear pedophile." I agree. You can't say that on like TikTok. You might be able to get away with it on YouTube, depending how you word it. But Rumble, you could say that fucking all day. You could just post a video for 20 minutes just saying that. According to 2021 data from the U.S. Sentencing Commission, there are approximately 750,000 sexual abuse offenders registered in the United States. Of those, 93.6 were men, 56 were white, 16.1% were black, 12.1% were Native American, 11.8% were Hispanic, 63.8% had little to no prior criminal history, average age is 38. The commission reports that 99.5% of sexual abuse offenders were sentenced to prison. Their average sentence was 211 months. The top five districts in the U.S. for sexual offenders include Texas, Florida, Arizona, South Dakota, and Illinois. And that is a 2021 study. I guarantee, that number is probably evened out with men and women as sexual offenders, because all you're seeing is how these late 30s teachers are raping or sexually abusing boys.
That's fucked. And then they're allowed to be there to fucking keep teaching these kids, and in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, if any of the representatives that want to sign that bill need any ideas on, like, you shouldn't just be like, "Hey, yeah, we're just going to shoot you up with something. You can have a peaceful death." No. You're going to be like, you're going to feel all the pain until you die. Like, if you went through a wood chipper, you're going feet first, and then we're, you know, then you can slowly. Then you can act like, "Oh fuck, we got a jam. Gotta reverse that." Would you fucking just hit the lever, reverse it out? "Oh, okay, no, it was clear. Fucking run it back through."
And then pour some salt on it at the same time.
Yeah. "Hey, that's that fucking stick, it can't be going through this wood chipper. It didn't do anything."
No. Come on.
Yeah, it can't be chipped up with a fucking pedophile.
It was just living life.
I know. And then, you know, I heard on a live I was listening to with JD DeLay. He was like, why don't we just, instead of testing shit on animals, why don't we test shit on pedophiles?"
Hell yeah.
He's like, "We got a perfect fucked up human right here that we can test whatever the hell we want on. And we're going to get actual results because we're testing it on a fucking human."
Yeah, nobody's going to care if something happens to him or her because, oh well.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I also like the whole Bloody Eagle thing that the Vikings did. And then if they scream, then you just tell them, "Hey, well, you're guaranteed a trip to hell now." Nice. Because you know damn well those dudes are, because the whole thing was, if you did it and you screamed as a Viking, you weren't going to Valhalla. And Valhalla was a big thing for them.
Right.
Yeah. But if you tell them, "Hey, yeah, you know, you don't scream, you'll meet God." But God, like, God's going to ask you why you did what you did too.
Exactly.
You'd be like, "No, you're going back too."
You're just taking the long route.
There's so many creative things you could do to those piece of shits. And then the thing is, they get less time. So like the Alaskan Avenger, who took a hammer to three pedophiles and said he was avenging everything that these fucking pedophiles did to children, he got more time in jail than the fucking three piece of shit scumbags did or would have gotten.
Yeah.
Because he told the prosecutor in his case, he's like, add up all their sentences, and then the person that did what they did to me, add up all their sentences, I'll do that time. And it would have been less time, and he said no. But with new Alaskan law, he's going to be getting out soon on house arrest. So, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
I don't see what anything bad he did. He was taking fucking piece of shit humans and fucking teaching them a lesson.
Yeah. I like it.
I like it too.
I do.
I do.
But I'll bring it into my next one from Fox News. They've been blasting out some good shit. California sheriff blasts Newsom's failed leadership on crime, proposes solution to fix disaster, and had enough. And I've seen a bunch of sheriffs coming out from Florida and Texas and all these other places. They're fed up with having their hands tied behind their backs because they're not allowed to fix the crime or the illegal immigrant shit that's happening in their area. And I think, I forget where it was. We talked about it. And the sheriff was up there and he was like, listen, you can just take him out and we'll just come clean up the mess and get less work for us. I forget where that was.
It was in Florida. Yeah.
It was
a sheriff in Florida.
Yeah.
A lot of sheriffs in Florida are saying that.
So it goes on to say, Riverside County, California.
Did you know in Texas, if you're a felon, you're allowed to have a gun in your house?
If you're a felon?
Yeah. Like,
really?
And my thing with that is, and I believe it too, is like if you went to jail and you went to jail like not on a violent offense or anything to do with a weapon, once you serve your debt to society, you should probably get your right to vote back, your 2A rights back. Because, I mean, if you got arrested for, like, tax evasion.
Right. Like something nonviolent, yeah. Not even close to being.
Even if you stole a car out of somebody's driveway, like, and they were sleeping. Like, yeah. That, you didn't do anything violent.
Right, right. That's true.
You know.
That's true. And like you said, they paid their debt to society, yeah. Which everybody loves to hop on with. Oh, this murderer paid his debt to society. The pedophiles. Well, they're rehabilitated now.
Yeah, they want to jump on that for the pedophiles,
yeah.
But then for like normal everyday people that, you know, sure, they didn't make the right decision in life. They did their time too, but they're still looked at. They can't get a job. They can't vote.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get a loan for something is a pain in the ass.
Right. So the article says Riverside County, California Sheriff Chad Bianco is helping lead an effort to reverse a 2012 ballot measure that he says directly contributing to the homelessness and crime crisis in the Golden State, and is calling on Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom to get on board. He won't, and that's a waste of breath. California, we're in a very trying time right now when it comes to public safety, and for the most part, from a law enforcement perspective, we can say that we can attribute the majority of our issues that we're having, or at least there's some type of correlation to them, to the passage of Proposition 47 in 2012, Bianco told Fox News Digital. And like I did an article last week, Gavin Newsom's answer to this crime wave, or whatever you want to call it, is to install some cameras.
For a problem he created.
Exactly. Proposition 47 passed in 2012 reclassified a number of felonies, including retail and property theft, as misdemeanors. Under Property 47, petty theft of goods valued under $950 is classified as a misdemeanor, even for multiple offenses. It also took a broad swath on narcotics possession offenses that were previously felonies and converted them to misdemeanors. And this is what, again, what I'm saying again, it doesn't make any sense. You need to go the other way with this shit so you stop the crime. So people can actually live better lives.
California needs to stop being soft on crime, and they need to start holding people accountable for shit. Because if you're not being held accountable for stuff, what are you going to do? You think coddling them like a baby? Oh, yeah, you know, okay, you messed up. Oh,
yeah.
Poor you. We'll let you out. We'll give you another chance. No, they need to go through the process of being locked up and, you know.
And if Californians are so fucking pissed off with Gavin Newsom, vote him the fuck out. He doesn't need to be there.
No.
So just fucking vote him out. That's the easy thing right there. That's what needs to happen across this country, whether they're Republican, independent, whatever they are. If they're not doing their job and their state is an absolute dumpster fire, get rid of those people that are in charge. We have the power, so get it done.
Yeah.
But that'll do it for that article.
Okay, this one's from the U.S. Army. New Jersey, Delaware, Idaho Guard conduct interagency training.
Wow.
The New Jersey, Delaware, and Idaho International Guard participated in interagency chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive training with the FBI and state and local law enforcement on March 25th and 28th. In the training scenario, the FBI has just received intelligence that domestic terrorist groups has planted bombs. Okay, so the big thing right now in this country is they're worried about domestic terrorism, which is terrorists from within. They're looking at the American citizen as the enemy. If you don't know that, there's going to be some articles we get into, and if we don't get into them, I'll list them off. You can go do some research because they are interesting, including one with cesium 137, a radioactive isotope, as more than 10,000 people are about to converge on the cure in Surrey, Arena, and Trenton to listen to the vice president. The entire structure has to be searched, and the catwalks, scissor crossings above the floor to the rooms and suites and the concession stands and service areas. So this is just like a made up thing, like for training, but why are you acting like it's a domestic issue? Like we've talked about articles. The FBI is worried about fucking terrorist issues from people crossing the southern border, but you know, they want to get into some training with this. So this is gonna be one that ties in with it. And MJ fucking already talked about this state and some domestic terrorist attack because the guy wanted to join ISIS. This is from the Idaho Capital Sun. Introduction of domestic terrorism bill should be cause for deep concern for Idaho's residents. The proposed legislation sought to narrow the scope on Idaho's Terrorist Control Act, effectively limiting its application, writes the Idaho Leaders United Board of Directors. The Idaho legislature recently made the prudent decision to uphold the integrity of our state laws by rejecting a bill that would have dangerously redefined domestic terrorism. Idaho Leaders United applauds the legislators who voted against it for their commitment to safeguarding the principles and justice of fairness in the state. But a mere introduction of the bill, such as this, should be cause for deep concern for Idaho residents. The proposed legislation sought to narrow the scope of Idaho's Terrorist Control Act, effectively limiting application to individuals associated with foreign terrorist organizations. Narrowing this definition would render the act ineffective in addressing domestic threats. The Terrorism Control Act was crafted in response to a very real and serious threat posed by white supremacist groups. Redefining domestic terrorism is a way that excludes such threats, would undermine the law and compose public safety. Furthermore, the involvement known figures associated with militia movement groups in shaping the legislation raise serious concerns about intentions. So this one's going to go on a little more, but you know, the thing that really sticks out to me about the whole thing is domestic terrorism and how this is coming up a lot this week. Domestic terrorism, the bird flu. I mean,
yeah, they're just setting everything up to shut down the country basically so they can have their way. So my next one is from Breitbart. Two Chicago men accused of luring children for sexual abuse released thanks to No Bail Safety Act. Really? Fucking really. Two men arrested for allegedly trying to lure children into a van were let go after a Chicago area judge released them under the impression that the recently posted No Bail Safety Act prevented the men from being held. And what's Chicago? Democratic run city. Interesting. The two men detained by Chicago police in Cicero were also charged with violating parole and probation. So here's some fucking laundry list of shit. And don't worry about it, guys. Carry on. Have a nice day. There's some kids over there. The two suspects, Kenshi Edwards, 60, and Craig McCauley, 55, allegedly tried to lure several 14-year-old children into the van with promises of games and the promise of a meeting a famous athlete. The children did not get in the van, and the police were called by a parent. I mean, fucking great on the kids for, you know, whatever they did. That's awesome. Great. But the fact that these people are fucking still out on the street, like, it's sickening. The police soon detained the two men and reportedly found a mattress in the van along with a used crack pipe, numerous condoms, lubricant, and binoculars, and several bottles of alcohol. The men were... God, that's fucking disgusting. The men were arrested and charged with two counts of child luring by a person older than 21 and two counts of attempted child abduction. They are also in trouble over their parole and probation violations. It goes on to say, I want to know for the record to each of these defendants, child luring and attempted child abduction are not enumerated offenses on which the people can seek detention. Wow. Okay. Ortiz said, according to court records, I want to note that attempted animal cruelty is one where detention can be sought, but not attempted child abduction for whatever that's worth. I want that to be reflected on record. Well, good for him for actually saying and speaking up about that. Like that, of course, animal cruelty, yeah, should be punishable. But humans, people, are more important than animals. So you need to hold the line with the fucking humans first and, you know, whatever. Ortiz then ordered both men to go on electronic ankle monitoring so they could be released. She did, however, bar the men from free movement days, which most people on ankle monitors are allowed to have. So they can leave their home two times a week. So what's the point of having an ankle monitor if you're able to freely roam 2 days out of the week? Like, it's fucking disgusting. But that's going to do it for that article.
Okay, my last one. We did a short on this, did a video on TikTok. So if you want to get on one of those social media apps and leave your opinion about this, we encourage you to do so. This one is from the Sydney Morning Herald. Poll workers in active shooter drills, combat training ahead of U.S. November election. American election officials are conducting active shooter drills and combat training to prepare for potential violence ahead of this year's rematch between, you guessed it, Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
The real president, Donald Trump.
With 7 months until the presidential election, Trump is already showing doubt in the legitimacy of the election. In my opinion, he probably thinks it's going to be rigged again. State election chiefs are bracing for what they expect will be a fiercely contested race for the White House in November. In North Carolina, chief elections official Karen Brenson Bell told workers that have been trained on how to de-escalate tensions at polling booths, and the state has ramped up efforts to educate voters about misinformation and disinformation. In Washington State, postal vote handling protocols have been reviewed after election staff previously received envelopes containing white powder and other suspicious material. While in New Mexico, guns will be restricted at polling centers in the hope of reducing voter intimidation and vigilante acts. And in Arizona, Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says has co-oriented active shooter drills for election workers, along with combat kits, and include tourniquets to stem the bleeding and objects to barricade the doors in case angry citizens try to storm into polling centers. They think this is going to be a fucking war zone at the polls this year, MJ.
Yeah, I think I think after, if things don't go the right way
for either side, it's I don't know. That's what I think, but we have a lot of pussies in this fucking country, so
yep.
You know.
Yep.
The escalating challenges of misinformation, physical threats, and cybersecurity risks have called for Arizona to take an assertive election security posture, a spokesman said when asked about the drastic measures. The year's presidential election will be the first since the attack of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021, when Trump supporters convinced that the result was rigged, try to stop Biden's victory of being certified. So it's going to go on about January 6th, which no one cares, but because it was a made up thing by the FBI and Pelosi over there.
Yep.
But there was one thing that was interesting towards the end of the article, which I will point out. New Mexico has joined at least 20 other states in banning firearms at the polls. Hmm. So if you were planning to conceal carry to keep yourself safe, you're going to have to leave that tool in your vehicle.
Right.
Or, you know, go with somebody and they can hang out in the car, make sure the car and the tool are okay.
Yeah.
And you go make your vote for Donald Trump.
Or be able to respond if something happens.
Yeah. While you're making your vote for Donald Trump.
That's right. That's right.
But that's going to wrap it up. We got some shit we got to get to. There's three other articles I didn't get to, but I highly encourage you to go check them out. This one is from E&E News by Politico. Tensions at home and abroad pose growing threat for the U.S. grid. Also, we got one from Breitbart, exclusive. Hog Wild filing show. Left-wing Gen Z pack blew more than $1 million on travel expenses. Consultants spent little on candidates. It's talking about everybody's favorite anti-gun promoter, David Hogg. Coming out that he's a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my other one from Breitbart, analysts show grocery prices nearing 40% higher than 2019.
Really?
Really? So are you really doing that much better with Joe Biden being in office?
What does it make better? What? I forget his slogan. I don't know.
Build back better?
That's what it is. Stupid shit.
Yeah, all that did was tax you more.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, that's going to wrap up today's show. I mean, do you have any other articles you'd like to mention that maybe they should check out?
Well, yeah, there's one from Newsmax. Rep. Van Dwine to Newsmax. White House finally admitting border disaster. That's funny. You should check that one out. And Mexican, this is coming from CBS News. Mexican police find 7 bodies, 5 of them decapitated inside a car with messages detailing the reason they were killed. So these are the type of people that are coming across your border and going by your house. And the last one would be from Fox Business. Inflation accelerates more than expected in March as high prices persist. And this is for the 3rd straight month that the inflation has gone up. So there you go. There's your president hard at work right there.
Well, with that being said, and you know, those articles to go check out, little homework from the Realist Uncensored here. If you go check out those articles, let us know and you know, send us a message on any of our social medias. Let us know what you think about it. We'll get into that convo with you.
Yep.
You can follow us on X and TikTok at checkers_and_MJ. We are at truth@the_realist_uncensored. And we are on YouTube and Rumble at the Realist Uncensored. That is one word. You can email us after you check out those articles and let us know what you think at the Realist Uncensored @gmail.com and be on the lookout every Friday for these episodes because they're going to be dropping every Friday. I don't know what else to say, but the country is getting more and more fucked. I say this every week. And you as the American citizen, the government sees you as the enemy. They don't want you to be here. They don't want you to have your freedoms. They want you to have the bird flu.